Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, well, I was talking to Scott the other day. They are continuing to expand. They're looking at maybe going beyond 50 million rounds on hand, but they're going to have to get a bigger facility. But that's what they want to do. That's where they're going. But, you know, 50 million rounds on hand is pretty good when it's 42 different calibers, 22 rifle, 20 pistol. And I'm getting ready to order, since I've got two new calibers now that I need to build up the ammo for, 40 and 45. Well, this means I'm going to have to start buying some stuff. And we got plans. He and I talked about it. We're doing things right now. As soon as he gets back, it'll happen. But you can check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming up next hour, we're going to have Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. He got out front with something that is intriguing at best. And it could actually be, I could see us actually pushing this edge. I think we should push his head, but that's coming up next hour. One of the things that all of us vociferously resist is a gun registration, either of the guns themselves or of the gun owners. That would be bad for a free society. Now, all you have to do is look at the ancient history of weapons prohibition. And you can see where it's a bad idea, but let's look at us. Let's look at us in the United States. And let's think about the things that have happened in the 20th century. Now, it's impossible to predict what registration in the United States would lead to, or that it would possibly lead to genocide, or in this case, it would be democide. But registration and confiscation have already occurred in California and New York. And we need to remember that our government has had three little moments that are worthy of us considering now as they talk about expanded background checks. Item number one, the United States government removed 17,000 Cherokee and other tribes from the southeast to Oklahoma. That was under force of arms after they had been, defanged. Item number two, under General Sherman, he instituted a scorched earth policy from Atlanta to Savannah. In combat, this is why you hear the old axiom, war is hell. But how many civilians got swept up in that? That would be my question. And that's why war is hell. Item number three, the United States imprisoned 127,000 Americans of Japanese ancestry during World War II. Now, this is where our government has done three different times. That's just three incidents, three separate times. And in the 20th century, we've also had one of those moments, in Athens, Tennessee, where the Battle of Athens occurred, where a bunch of veterans looked at the fixing of elections and said, you know what, we're going to bust this loose. And then they went out and did it. As a little aside, here's a couple of little asides to both ancient and recent history. In ancient history, weapons control is noted in the Bible in 1 Samuel 13. There were no blacksmiths in the land of Israel in those days. The Philistines weren't allowed them for fear they would make sword and spears for the Hebrews. So whenever the Israelites needed to sharpen their plowshares and picks and axes or sickles, they had to take them to a Philistine blacksmith. In recent history, the 20th century stands out in many ways in the history of the world, but it is the infamy of the century. The big infamy of this is all the number of people killed by despotic governments in democidal incidents. From the Armenian genocide in Turkey to the Weimar Republic's gun registration and subsequent confiscation by Hitler's Nazi government. Don't forget Chairman Mao's purge and Pol Pot's killing fields. There are a lot of people out there that say, well, the Nazis and gun. Go read Gun Control in the Third Reich by Stephen Holbrook. Now today, to a certain degree, whether we like it or not, when we buy a gun, to a degree, it is registered because the ATF Form 4473 is a record kept at the dealer's premises. This has been recognized for quite a long time. Who remembers the original Red Dawn when the Cubans land? And they know that if they go to the gun shops and look for the Form 4473s, they'll see who bought what and where they live. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's been out there for quite some time. The 4473 is a record kept, and I believe it has to be kept as far as the paperwork. I believe the FFL dealer has to keep that for quite some time. But whenever they do a Brady instant background check, that information is supposed to be dumped as far as what's being bought or, you know, I think they do have to give them the serial number. I'll have to check with one of my FFL buddies to find out what has to be given out. But once the transaction is completed, according to the FBI, this is supposed to be dumped. But you still have the Form 4473 sitting at your FFL, with your FFL. Now, once a firearm leaves a dealer, as of today, there are no records kept. There's no subsequent transfer to be regulated by federal law. Except for straw purchases. Now, if you're out there buying guns to sell to criminals, this is a whole different story. But if you're out there, and I got Dan and I got Tony O that I can see in the chat room. If I'm out there and I buy a gun, and then I go hook up with Dan or Tony O, and I'm looking at what Tony O or Dan has, and they're looking at what I have, and we want to trade. There's nothing to keep us from doing it. And at that point, when they come looking for that gun, based upon that 4473 at a gun shop, it's no longer exists with me. However, there's another gun in place. In some states, like Colorado or Washington, however. And nowadays, they've recently instituted a universal transfer registration scheme where that kind of thing is supposed to be regulated and or illegal if you don't do it. So if me and Tonio or me and Dan got out there and swapped guns, or even if I let them hold them to shoot, we're breaking the law at that point. You can't make that kind of stuff up. Bloomberg's out there trying to roll this out everywhere. Ideally, according to the elite statists out there, each transfer, including spouse-to-spouse or inheritance, would require new registration with a governmental agency. And a background check, I'm sure. And New York has already gone beyond that point, because when you get the permit, if you die in Albany, they're coming for the gun. They want the permit, and they want the gun if you die. The purported purpose for this would be crime control. That's what they're saying. However, the downside is that they actually take personal property without due process. And there's a reason for that. The ones actually doing it may not have that reason, but it all plays into a grand scheme. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference. Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines. Great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com. That's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. AmmunitionDepot.com is a it's one place where three guys hang out together with over 80 years. 80 years. These are young fellas, too. 80 years of ammunition retail and acquisition experience. And what you have is this constant ebb and flow of life. It's coming in, it's going out, it's coming in, it's going out. prices on the left are always, especially the sale items, they've always got something on sale. That's why I rarely get out here and say, on sale today, because it's impossible to track. Although I'm going to start trying my best. But their sale prices are insane. And if they've got it on the website, that means it's in stock. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Unknown if President Barack Obama is walking around saying, well, I got that one wrong, after the Tunisian attack. ISIS is taking credit for it. They've given the guy his own little ISIS moniker and everything else. This was where one guy, armed with a Kalashnikov, concealed with an umbrella, walked into a resort in Tunisia, which, for some reason, whenever I'm thinking banging vacation, I'm not thinking Tunisia, but apparently some people do. A lot of Europeans like to go to Tunisia for some reason. And they go to Tunisia and, well, they get mowed down. In March, there was an attack at the National Museum that killed at least 22 people. All but one of them tourists, showing that those interested in committing politically motivated murders have discovered a new vulnerability in the Tunisian economy, one that exploits a government-imposed handicap on the populace. This latest shooting killed 38 people and wounded dozens more at a beach resort. You see, in Tunisia, per gunpolicy.org, the regulation of guns in Tunisia is categorized as restrictive. While decidedly anti-gun, this project of the Sydney School of Public Health nonetheless provides a valuable resource of gun laws around the globe. And those in Tunisia read in places like a Bloomberg wish list. That starts with the fact that the right to gun ownership is not guaranteed, and those who wish to legally possess one must prove a genuine reason before obtaining a license. Naturally, background checks are required, and naturally, guns must be registered. Not that mass murderers are they're not very concerned about that. Still, the Tunisian laws seem pretty comparable, if not better, than those nations many of the murder tourists came from. Provided you can jump through all their hoops, the country does issue concealed carry permits. That's something the five slain Japanese nationalists could not have claimed. At issue is how many Tunisians are inclined to jump through those hoops. Again, per gunpolicy.org, as far as world rankings go, in a comparison of the rate of private gun ownership in 178 countries, Tunisia ranked 178th. That's the same thing as saying last. So, in this particular instance of what happened out there with the absolute wish list of all, a disarmed populace and everything else, the shooter had his way. Until an after-the-fact armed response team showed up and dispatched him. He managed to kill 38 people. Now, please explain to me. One of my theories behind these incidences in foreign countries where the body count is so much higher than it is in the United States in our mass shooting incidents is because of the incidence of gun ownership. In Connecticut, there are guns that are owned. So this kid had to go to the most helpless place, that being elementary schools, and he had to do what he did there. Same with Virginia Tech. Helpless in the hallways. Getting people in a kill zone is bad, but that's where we saw, what we saw was a very high body count. This is out in the open. A beach resort is an open area, and this guy killed 38 people. None of them living there, for the most part, as far as I understand. There's not much that hotel management could have done or do besides offer condolences over their dead and wounded guests and stay in touch with authorities and report any findings to the public. They can do that. That's it. That's all. Now, the authorities Tunisian security official Rafik Chelli came up with the obligatory impotent excuse-making. He said authorities had a plan to protect the hotels during the month of Ramadan, but this was an isolated operation that is difficult to counter against, and there is never zero risk. So, subtext. You come here, there are some sort of odds in place if you come here for your holiday, Europeans, that you're going to die because we can't protect you. Because it's isolated. We're looking for the big movements, the big groups. The lone wolf guy, we can't combat that. Do you want to know how you can combat a lone wolf attacker? You have to have an armed citizen in place, or armed citizens. That's the only way. There's no way for the authorities to respond to that. There's just not enough of them. Everybody in any jurisdiction, name it, name any one of them, would have to be deputized and armed. That's the only way. The authorities are toothless on this one. They have no real power or no real capability in these cases. All they can do is show up after it's been going on for a bit. And it doesn't have to go on for very long for there to be a lot of dead people. When you have somebody who's running unopposed, they're going to win. The first gun is going to win until the second gun shows up. As long as it's the first and only gun. There is no martial art. You can't throw books at them. You can't hide and come out and catch the gun. I mean, you see that in the movies all the time and everything, but these are, you know, most people walking around today aren't Steven Seagal, so forget it. The only chance you have against a firearm is another firearm. And even that's not a default position. You're going to have tactics. You're going to have movement. You're going to have to know how to use cover. You're going to have to know how to hit. You've got to hit them. Hits count in a gunfight. Hits win in a gunfight. This guy didn't have to be concerned with any of that. He didn't have to worry about cover or anything. He just shot from the hip with an AK in a paradise, apparently. And then everybody was beating feet to get to the first airport to get out of there. Well, and that's life in a gun-free area, unfortunately. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet with 50 million rounds of ammunition on hand all the time. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. We have an instant media consensus that is coming in right now, and that is that the Confederate flag atop the South Carolina State House has got to go. This is the battle flag of the Army of Northern Virginia. Never was a South Carolinian flag to begin with. I don't know why we fly that particular one. But it just doesn't represent us as a nation anymore. That's what we're told. Okay? But I'm going to go deep again. All right? I'm going to go deep again. This time I'm actually going to name names, though, as I go. We're going to take down the Confederate flag because it no longer represents us. What about the Stars and Stripes? What are we going to do about that? Why shouldn't we take that one down, too? Not just from the government buildings in South Carolina, but from every home and ship and office and church throughout the entire American territory. Because neither flag has anything to do with us anymore. Old Glory is just a meaningless relic as the republic that created it, as obsolete as the Stars and Bars became in April of 1865. Cohesion based on any form of natural community, the sine qua non, or the sin qua non for a political grouping of any size, is rendered impossible by our radical rootlessness. we slide easily from one identity to the next. And the past, whether our own or our nation's, has no possible meaning in this now. Whatever we were yesterday has no bearing on our self of today. If a flag represents some sort of shared memory, some kind of conscious decision to belong to and remain in a particular place, then all the flags throughout the continent, with the exception of the rainbow flag that once stood for God's merciful covenant but now mocks the idea of ordered creation itself, should be cast down into the dust. We're in a phase now that people are referring to as diachronic civilizational lysis. Interesting phrasing, if you will. Diachronic means it is a phenomenon happening over time. Lysis is the breakdown and dissolving of a cell. And they're looking, you know, just the phrasing alone basically tells you that if civilization is an entity like a single cell, it's breaking down because of phenomena that has been occurring over time. The borders that gave us an identity are dissolving, just as the histories that stabilize us as a people have been rejected. We are a mutually antagonistic anti-herd of Proteuses, shape-shifting through the hours and coming increasingly to hate everyone who bears allegiance to anything other than violent revolution. The only permanent thing left to the American people is outrage, but even that is not content to dwell on any one place for more than a day or two at a time. In the United States today, our nation state is taken for granted as if it just happened. It just happened like, I don't know, like a cloud, which, you know, that didn't just happen either. But it does not form naturally, really. It's not an organic creation. It's not from its constituent parts. A nation state is very much a mass fiction held together largely by history. History and a language and a set of values and a religion and a common project, an economic system, a cultural heritage, a political arrangement, a shared regard among its members, and an ideal of what it should be. The Southern states' leaders of the time perhaps had bad, very bad objections to things when they decided to secede. They wanted to be left alone. They wanted to continue slavery. There's a lot of things they wanted. But despite all of that, they had the courage to secede from a fledgling American nation state 88 years after its birth. And those Southern states had more in common with the North than any of us have in common with one another now. The North, at the time, wanted to get rid of slavery. They wanted to get rid of a lot of things. They wanted everybody to be equal. And the South, we've sort of had a flip-flop, because all we had back then was the Northeast and the Southeast. And now we flipped. We have flipped positions. Now the Northeast wants to enslave us. Now the Northeast wants to tax us out of. They want to tell us we can't have guns. They want to take every dime we've got. They want to be in charge of what we drink. Everything, every facet. It's a very interesting phenomena, if you will. And this nation state that was forged in the Civil War is crumbling now. It's crumbling in very bad ways. The great catalyst of this out-control dissolution is the demurrage of equality. Southern states seceded mainly over distinctions and hierarchies. Everybody's glad to see slavery expire, and the excess of equality that eventually resulted has had a cost. Equality, if pursued to its logical conclusion, is a guaranteed death of a nation state. Look at things today and you understand exactly what I'm talking about. Why is equality the hemlock of a national political movement, because if everyone is equal, then everything is permitted. Because who are you, after all, to judge? And if everything is permitted, then there can be no commonalities that bind people together who are supposed to make up the nation state. Take, for example, a bunch of people coming in that refuse to learn the national language. There you go. Or what about having to abide by a religion that advocates enthusiastic murder of infidels, or who find that religion itself is toxic and crusade as an army of nihilists, or who prefer an economic system utterly antithetical to the one in which the nation-state has been constructed, the free market, or who find the nation-state's history to be conspiracy against one's own chosen associates, or who feel that hedonism is better than shared sacrifice and mutual consideration, and the slow, laborious work of building a livable home. If all things are equal, then none of those things can be forbidden, and the cohesion goes away. Eventually, each individual will be so riddled with conflicting identity claims, varying from one day to the next, driven by the desire to achieve ever greater distinction, but frustrated in that desire by the iron law of equality, that the nation state will become an unrecognizable mush. It's not that the center will not hold us, that there's nothing of sufficient inertia or mass to seek a center in the first place. We will display other symbols. We will get rid of the symbols now, and we will display other symbols, because that's what we are. That's what we do. We've already got symbols popping up now. Obama is a symbol. And we do all this at our own risk. I myself, I will bitterly cling to my religion and my guns and to my belief that this government is mine. And if the need comes, I'll enforce it. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for...
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. They're in there saying, buy ammo, boys. This is the place to go. This is the place to go. 50 million rounds on hand any given time. Any given time. If it's in stock, if it shows on the website, that means it's in stock. That means it's ready and waiting for you. Go check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Right now, after 1855, the United States was basically two parts at that point. Democrats and Republicans, or Dixiecrats, if you will. And that was what led up to the Civil War, because of that division, that ideological division. Now, there is no question which party works harder to degrade and destroy your natural civil and constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms, but there's not a whole lot of that political divide that's supposed to be in place with a two-party system. It's a distinction without a whole lot of difference when you look at the substance of what they do. Both sides are part of the same political establishment. And maintaining the status quo, that means the system they've got in place, is job one. That's the big thing, maintaining that status quo. Ideology, and the broadcast of their ideology, is a means to an end. A more fundamental fracture in the body politic is what lies beneath the surface. See, now it's not so much the Democrats versus the Republicans in the two world, in the two state nation. Now it's becoming the citizens who believe in big government and the citizens who believe in a small government. Those who want government to do everything, and those that want the government to get out of their life. Now, you can look at recent decisions coming out of the Supreme Court, and you can look at the Supreme Court now as part of the big, as part of the status quo, with their, Obamacare. Which they changed, Obamacare is allowed to stay there because they say it's a tax. But there was never any language in it to say it was a tax. John Roberts just made that up. And then uncharacteristically, He got very indignant the very next day when they decided that gay marriage can get out there. And he's like, what are we doing making law up? Good question, John. Good question. Now the big government believers have champions in the president and the Supreme Court and the entirety of the political establishment, including every government agency in existence, Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush and the rest of the faux conservatives seeking a seat at the table of power and or a lease on Air Force One. Small government supporters for right now have people like Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Rick Perry to a certain degree. Not really anything riding the big wave, you know? I mean, lots of potential there. Pretty much untapped. No surprise. And that's because people who want a radically limited government are not a prized demographic. Though large in number, we're completely politically disengaged. We party too much. We're going on too many tailgating sessions. We're watching too much television. Why would we participate in a system that never listens to your desire to reduce the size of the system? Look at the national debt. Consider the Great Society's never-ending, staggeringly ineffective welfare waterfall. Look at your tax bill. Small government supporters have been on the losing side for a long, long time. It doesn't really matter who changes sides and switches party alliances and everything. When we have the Democrats in charge, as far as me and you are concerned, as Second Amendment advocates, well, now we've really got to be awake. But as soon as the Republicans take charge, a lot of people go dormant because now everything's going to be okay. Big government, and we've done polls, and the politicians couldn't care less. That's something else you need to understand. Politicians couldn't care less about a poll that is not opportune for them. They'll simply ignore it. You can get out there and wave it in their face, and they'll just be like, I find that poll to be flawed. Our constitutional right has been under attack full bore since 1934. We've got the NFA of 1934, the Gun Control Act of 1968, the Brady Bill of 1993. These are all clear-cut violations of the Second Amendment, not to mention thousands of local and state gun control laws, some historic, some recent, in places like, in New Jersey, where they say a guy can't buy a gun if his wife is a felon. And they say this is a reasonable limitation on a Second Amendment right. No, it is not. No, it is not. The loss of gun rights is part of the larger trend of expanding government interference in all aspects of American life. Now, thankfully, we cling. I find that to be an attribute. We cling. Those of us that are out there that are military veterans, those of us that are out there that look at the AR-15 and say, this is a fun rifle to shoot, but it also has a purpose I could use it for later. Those of us that get out there and actually do a little bit of training from time to time, we are the reserve. We are the minute man today. Except our minutes are very long. And it's not happening everywhere, to be sure. Some states are actually restoring gun rights, just as some states are returning to solid fiscal principles of balanced budgets and lower taxes. They are hardly shining examples of limited government, but at least they're trying to hold steady against that glacial creep of government encroachment and incipient tyranny. But America is once again two Americas. And that's a problem. We've got the freedom-loving, but at the same time somewhat laissez-faire states versus states that are endlessly intrusive and mindlessly invasive. Never mind the party split. Never mind that Ronald Reagan expanded the federal government exponentially and signed gun control bills without a qualm. More than that, there are plenty of big government types in red states and limited government lovers trapped behind enemy lines. I live in South Carolina. Okay? I am the epitome of everything that I just mentioned. On its face, the divide is okay, the states being the laboratories of democracy and all that. The biggest problem here today is Uncle Sam. The federal bloat in power and reach and cost has been stupendous and monumental, practically inconceivable, and at its very base, it is totally unenforceable. Totally unenforceable. They have taken the military down to a level right now to where I don't even know if we could go out and sustain combat operations anywhere. I think that's probably the biggest reason that we have not gone full bore against ISIS, as an example, is because we don't have the capability like we used to have. A revolution being quelled would be hard for them to do. For those people out there that are concerned about a civil war, here's my question about the Civil War. In those northern states where they say government needs to be all and everything, and for those of us, you know, there's a school of thought out there that if you disagree with climate change, that you should be prosecuted and imprisoned for thinking. They want to have a thought police out there. And one day all of this is going to come to a head. But it's going to be a quick engagement, believe me, because all of these intrusive, invasive types, while they do believe in guns for themselves and for their protectors and everything else, they're very small in number. And their protectors don't do it out of some sense of conviction. They do it for the pay. Mercenaries are not the ones with deep conviction. Patriots are. So, make no mistake, the federal government is an ongoing, we're in an ongoing irreversible collision course with the don't tread on me style states and with destiny, because all of this stuff that big government has fomented is unsustainable. We're going to hit $20 trillion in debt soon. Probably before my granddaughter Eliza turns 5. She's 2. We'll hit $20 trillion soon. It'll be up to me and you. I'm with you. Coming up next, Bob Owens, BearingArms.com. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.